Hello, signs of intelligent life. You're listening to the 2022 North Carolina Radio Play Festival on the CPF Radio Hour. I'm your host, Christian O'Neill. For this year's festival, we are tuning into the Multiversal Radio Network. You'll experience 6 science fiction stories, all about alternative futures, extraterrestrial beings, and science gone awry. Stay tuned for tonight's episode. What else can we find on our multiversal radio? I see a new signal. Aha, it appears to be from a future where literacy is the most valuable commodity on Earth. We may have found Nora and her small tribe trying to survive after the fall of civilization. Let's see how they're doing. Up next is Sticks and Stones by Clinton Festa.
How's the fire, Tong?
It's fine, Sam. Just keep a lookout and have your bow and arrow ready.
You seem nervous, as always.
Yeah, I'm nervous. I'm burning sacred texts in a temple of the old gods.
Well, which texts are you burning?
Only the ones with shirtless men riding horses on the cover, like Nora said.
Right. I wonder who those men were.
I don't know. The old gods, maybe?
We'll ask her. She'll be back soon.
If we're lucky, she's young.
She's with Boom.
Boom is dumb.
He's strong, and he has a good spear. He'll protect Nora.
If Nora dies...
Please, don't say it again.
It's true. She can read the ancient text. We don't have anyone else like her in our tribe.
I know, Tong. Because whenever we find a reader, the Brazen Tribe kills them. I know that. You know that. We all know that. We don't need to hear it every hour.
Then you're in denial. If Nora dies, we'll never learn the secrets of the old gods. The Brazen Tribe will overwhelm us.
You're a real ray of sunshine, Tong.
You were never their slave.
Just feed the fire. I'll keep an eye out. And I know you hate good news, but the old gods are dead.
Gods don't die, and they don't like us in their temple, burning their sacred texts.
We're in the stacks of an ancient library, not a temple.
Nora! Boom! You're back!
And those are romance novels, Tong, not sacred texts, but keep one for our reading lesson later.
You're still alive! Good. What did you find?
Boom got 8 rats.
Great job, Boom. That should be enough to feed all of us.
Boom throw rocket nest. Kill all. Look in bag.
Oh, they're a bit squishy.
Boom make rats flat.
It's dinner.
Nora, did you find the book you were looking for?
Yes. Do you want to try to read the cover? Keep going.
No, I can't. What does it say?
Weapons and warfare. It's a history book. Do not throw it in the fire.
Does it say how the old gods died?
Yes.
And?
It was bad. Let me do a little more reading first.
Does it say how to make black powder?
Chapter 2.
Good. We can bring that knowledge back to our tribe. What about bronze? Does it say how to make bronze?
No bronze!
Easy, Boom. Easy, buddy. Hey, nobody has any bronze here, right? Your stone spear will protect you.
Look, Boom. Look. Do you have your safety rock?
Yes. Boom have safety rock and spear.
And what are you going to do if the Brazen Tribe attacks again?
Throw rock at head.
No, Boom. If Boom throws rock, they get Boom's rock. Then they can use it against you.
And Boom gets hit on the head again.
Boom, remember.
Use it to protect your face until you get close enough. Then swing it at them. Hard.
Okay, Boom do. Boom keep rock.
Good. Then we all have our safety rocks, right?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Who Whose safety rock is that?
Black powder. That's not a rock.
Get behind the shells! Scatter!
Tom, are you okay? Where's Boom? Where's Nora?
Get down, Sam. Get your bow and arrow ready. They may be trapped under the shelves. I'll look, but cover me. Someone's here.
Nora! Nora!
Boom, quiet!
Boom, flip shelf. Boom, find Nora. Nora!
Don't worry. I've got her. She's fine.
Who are you?
Nora?
Boom, no. Don't move, Boom. He hasn't hurt me.
Good girl. My name's Hawk. I don't believe we're from the same tribe. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Sam, can you get a shot off?
He's covered in bronze and has a sword to Nora's throat. There's nothing I can do but make things worse.
Put the bow and arrow down, friend. Let's chat.
Boom hate bronze. Let Nora go.
If you want to talk, show your face, brazen one.
I think I'll leave my helmet on. Protects me against your little rocks.
Okay, Hawk, what do you want?
I want that book you're holding.
No, don't give it to him, Tonk. Don't.
I'm not blessed with the skill to read the ancient texts, and it would take me years to find a book on weapons and warfare in these stacks. Thankfully, your little reader friend found it for me. Hand it over, and I'll give her back.
No deal.
Tonk, come on. Give him the book.
Don't hand it over, Tonk. Burn it.
You throw that book in the fire. I slit the reader's throat. That's a promise.
Better than being your slave. I've been a guest in your high-walled cities. I was bought and sold at market. She's way too valuable to kill. So like I said, no deal.
Maybe some of her blood will convince you.
Nora! No hurt Nora!
Stay back, Boom. Tom, just give him the book.
Let me do the negotiating, Sam. I have the book. He has Nora. You keep Boom quiet.
Nora!
Hand it over, or she dies.
Call his bluff, Tonk.
How do you make black powder?
Oh, your tribe is funny. Wouldn't you like to know? But if you knew how to make weapons like us, where would our slaves come from? What would become of our prosperity?
I wasn't asking you.
Charcoal, sulfur, and saltpeter.
Thanks, Nora. What about bronze?
Copper and tin.
Finally, we can bring that knowledge back to our people. We may have a chance against the Brazen Tribe after all.
Boom, throw rock now, please!
No, hold that rock, Boom.
So, she's read the book. I bet there's more.
There is more. There's so much more. It tells the story of how the old gods died. It says what they used to fight their third world war, and it predicts what weapons the next one will be fought with.
They had world wars? Tell me.
No.
I love watching her outsmart you. Let her go.
I can't. I'm here for the same reason you are. I need to know what weapons the next war will be fought with.
Oh, your tribe is funny. Wouldn't you like to know?
Stop. Stop.
You draw blood, I burn pages. Just look at the pictures of these shirtless little men.
Who are they? What is he burning?
Those are the old gods at the dawn of their society. They fought with sticks and stones once, just like us.
Ah, that's why they're so ugly. I thought it was a romance novel.
Get to the final chapter.
Oh, I will. Page by page.
Stop. Stop burning them. Just tell me, where does it mention bronze?
In chapter one.
Chapter one?
If it makes you feel any better, black powder is chapter two.
We're only at the beginning. But we have cities with music, jewelry, and high walls.
Yes, and toilets. I've seen them.
What? What's a toilet?
It's a place to go when you need to go.
Boom, go boom boom in corner.
The old gods discovered bronze weapons right after Sticks and Stones, still chapter one.
But a bronze sword kills you with one thrust. What's worse than that?
It gets much worse than that. Everybody put your weapons down and I'll read it to you.
Okay, but I'm keeping my armor on.
Nora?
The helmet comes off, if we're going to talk.
Agreed.
Sam, lower your bow. Hawk, drop your sword. I'll read it to all of you.
Nora, don't. If he finds out, the Brazen Tribe finds out.
Just drop your weapons, all of you. Sam, I said put the bow down. You, let go of me. Drop your sword and take off your helmet.
Just, please tell me. Tell me what the book predicts.
I will. Everybody, gather close. Tonk, the book.
Here.
On the last page of the final chapter, there's a quote. By a genius whose discoveries helped end the Second World War.
A genius?
I bet he could read.
I know not with what weapons World War III will be fought, but World War IV will be fought with...
What does it say?
It's burnt. The quote ends there. The bottom of the page is burnt.
But you read it before, right?
Of course I did.
So what did it say? Tell us.
Easy, Hawk.
Maybe I'll tell you. Maybe I won't.
No, you are going to tell us. We had a deal.
I don't like the way you're talking to her.
Then we're right back where we started.
He's got a knife.
This is where we've always been. Sam, get your bow.
Don't touch Nora. No hurt, Nora.
I won't if you'll just tell me.
You keep a dagger hidden, and you're upset that I tricked you?
Our tribe can never be a chapter behind yours. Tell me or I'll slit your throat.
Boom, hate bronze. Boom, help Nora.
No, Boom, stay calm. Everybody, stay calm.
Surround him, Sam. Draw your bow. I'll pick up his sword.
Tell me. Tell me what the weapons are.
I don't think you want to know.
I want to know. I need to know, and you're going to tell me.
Oh, he's hurting me. I think he's gonna kill me.
No, Nora no die. Say, boom, help.
You know the answer. Tell me.
But I really don't think you want to know.
Boom, help. Nora, please say, boom, help.
Tell me now. World War IV will be fought with what weapons?
All right. Show him, Boom.
Nora, are you okay?
Yeah, he's dead. Boom broke his skull. Burn the book and let's get out of here.
Nice hit, Boom.
Boom throw rock.
And that was Sticks and Stones by Clinton Festa. Starring tonight's show was Dan Cirillo as Sam, Josh Spector as Tong, Stephanie Turner as Nora, Andy Ralston Asimendi as Boom, and Dallin Rodriguez as Hawk. Sound design and editing by Jay Zeta, and direction by Marina Inslin. The crackling fire sound effect was borrowed from freesound.org under the Creative Commons license. This recording is a co-production of the Cary Playwrights Forum and Creative Greensboro as a part of the 2022 North Carolina Radio Play Festival. If you want to hear more audio plays, visit the Cary Playwrights Forum website and find the CPF Radio Hour podcast page. There, you can find our previous audio festivals and full audio series. Tune in next week to hear the new short comedy, A Close Encounter of the Toasty Kind, by Eric Weil, and the new sci-fi horror play, Threat, by Susan Stedman. Thank you for listening, and tune in next week to the CPF Radio Hour, your number one station for the greatest hits of the multiverse.